The Russian presence in Syria is an economic loser. They have spent billions of dollars there. They're never going to get it back. And now their economy is just in a horrible position. I mean, literally a ruble note is worth less than two squares of toilet paper. So you're better off using ruble notes than toilet paper. So they cannot really sustain their presence in Syria for long if the economy considers to be this bad. I imagine that what they'll probably do is seek to downscale their presence at Haimana Air Base, which is the expensive part of the operation, but try to keep the naval base at Tartus, which has been in their presence for a long time, is just key to their presence in the region. But they'll probably hand over more and more of the fighting to the Bashar al-Assad regime and to the Iranian forces and the Iranian proxies in Syria and seek to downscale their presence there.
Would a down drone of Russia's military presence in Syria enable Iran to extend its influence over the Assad government in Damascus?
Yes, I think it will. You know, there's always been this uneasy alliance. It's more of a momentary coincidence of interest between Iran and Russia in Syria. And it has more to do with opposing what they see as American hegemony than it does with any real shared view of the world or how the world should be. So I think if Russia downscales, Iran will say, okay, this is our opportunity to exert max influence over the Bashar al-Assad regime. I don't think that Iran will increase the number of Iranians steadily, but they can increase the numbers of their proxy forces pretty economically. So that seems to be the way I think it'll go.
Elsewhere across the Middle East and North Africa, Russia has sent contract forces into Libya to assist Eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar in his efforts to consolidate control over post-Qaddafi Libya. One of Russia's strategic objectives behind supporting a strongman's rule in Libya is to get a naval base in the southern flank of NATO. Is that still feasible?
Well, good question. So the Libya intervention is fundamentally different from the Syrian intervention because it pays for itself. The Russian forces in Libya, whether they're Russian government or Wagner Group, you know, that's pretty much a facade. They are paid for. And the alliance with the United Arab Emirates provides them a pretty effective means of doing that. And I think that there is the possibility of producing significant energy. You know, there's money to be had. So the presence in Libya probably will sustain. And I'm not sure if they will be able to afford the construction needed for a naval base, but it is a possibility if the sanctions continue for a long time. The Russians may say, look, you know, this base in Tartus is of limited use to us and it costs too much, but we could probably have a self-sustaining base in Libya. So they might be willing to consider a move, but that would require a much longer period of sanctions before I think that calculus would become operative.
Russia has been also backing the military coup leaders in Sudan with a desire to have a naval base in Port Sudan. Would the tension with NATO over Ukraine heighten such desire?
I'm sure the desire is there to have bases, but I'm not sure if they have the means. So it's uncertain to me that Sudan would be able, you know, the guys who have the deal for the oil in Sudan are the Chinese, not the Russians. And Russia is increasingly becoming a subordinate power to China. So I don't think that they would be able to displace the Chinese interest in Sudanese oil. So there's no money there for it. And I think that going forward, it looks like we're in for a prolonged period of very, very rough sanctions. And I think that Russia is only going to be able to consider those military interventions that pay for themselves. It looks like Sudan will not be one of those.